Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 10th parak of Maseches Eruvin, and we are at parak Yud, Mishnah Yud. So today we're doing Mishnayis, Yud and Yud Aleph. So again, we're talking about doors and locking doors and everything like that on Shabbos. So one way they would lock a door is they would use a bolt and put it into a hole that was next to the door, either a hole that was in the threshold or a hole that was in the wall, and sometimes that is usher to do on Shabbos, because when you put the bolt in the hole, that is mamish, a malacha of bone, but you're allowed to use a kli, like a regular usable kli, as a makeshift bolt. So since a kli is not normally something that they would use for construction, like if you would take a dinner knife and use that as the bolt to keep the door locked, that's highly unusual. And it's obvious that it's only temporary, and therefore would not be a violation of malacha of bona. So the Mishnah talks about the halacha of a bolt that could be used both as a bolt and as a kli. So neger sheyesh barosho glustra. If you have a bolt that has a knob at the end, so they could use it as for pounding spices. Rabbi Eliezer says you still can't use it as a bolt, because even though you could use it for pounding spices, it's still that looks like you're adding onto the house. It doesn't really look like a usable kli. It just looks like a handle. Rabbi Yossi Matir, Rabbi Yossi says it's mutter, because since it is a kli of some sort, so you're allowed to use it as a bolt, and it doesn't look like you're violating the malacha of bona. Meaning the Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, right? Was Rabbi Eliezer? Yeah, Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is that primarily it's meant to be used as a bolt and not as something to pound spices. So that really looks like a regular lock on Shabbos. So it has to be very clear that it's meant to be used as a kli in order for it to be mutter. But something that does not look like it's meant to be used as a kli, even if it is technically something you could use as a kli, is not good enough. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, yeah, that is good enough. And then Rabbi Lezer says, I'll bring you a raya. I'm Rabbi Lezer. Maisa b'knesa shabit veria shayu nagin boheter. One time there was a bolt with a knob at one end in a shul in Tveria, and the people were no ikhet. So they treated it as mutter. They would use it on Shabbos to lock the door. And then Rabbi Gamliel and Zakenim came along and they ushered them from doing it. So we see that using a bolt like that is usher. Rabbi Yossi says, no, iser no guba. They were no igiser. They wouldn't use it. And Rabbi Gamliel and Zakenim v'yatirulehen. Rabbi Gamliel and Zakenim made the exact opposite point, that it's totally mutter for them. So Rabbi Lezer, you think that's a raya to you? It's a raya against you. You see that it's totally mutter. So now we move on to Mishnah Yud Aleph. So the Mishnah talks about a bolt that doesn't have a knob at the end and therefore can't be used for anything else other than locking a door. So neger hanigrar, if you have a regular bolt that does not have a knob and it's drags on the ground because it's tied to the door, so if you don't use it, it just sort of schleps on the ground. No limbo b'migdash. You're allowed to lock the door with it in the Beis HaMikdash, avlo b'medina, but not outside of the Beis HaMikdash, because it's not going to be noticeable that it was attached to the door because it's dragging on the ground. So this is an issur d'rabbana not to lock a door with it on Shabbos. It's not an issur d'oraisa because it is clearly designated as a door bolt, so it's not a binyan on a d'oraisa level. But it looks like an issur d'oraisa because it looks like you're just taking a random thing off the ground and building onto onto the building. But you're allowed to do that in the mikdash because ein shvus b'mikdash. There's a klal that the Yisurim Drabanan don't apply in the Beis HaMikdash, that most Yisurim Drabanan are to protect you from losing yourself, forgetting yourself, and violating some sort of Issur D'oraisa. So we don't have any such concern. Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, in the Mikdash where people are super careful. V'amunach kan v'kan aser. If the bolt isn't tied to the door, it's just laying on the ground, then it's aser no matter where, even in the Beis HaMikdash, because then it's mamish and Issur D'oraisa, because you're just taking a random thing that's not at all connected to the building, and you're building it into the building. So that's an Issur D'oraisa of bona. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hamunach Mutar B'Mikdash. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, even if it's sitting on the ground, it's only Nisid Rabbanan, and therefore it's mutter to do in the Mikdash, because he holds that locking a door with a bolt is never an Issur D'oraisa, because a bolt is always meant to be put in and taken out, and it's meant to be removed whenever you need to remove it, so it's only that it's near a kibona, even when it's totally dragging on, even when it's totally lying on the ground. Vahanigrar B'Mikdash Medina, if it's dragging on the ground, then you don't even have an issur drabanan, and then you're allowed to do it even in Medina, even outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So what we learned today, let's review. In the Mishnah is Yud and Yud Aleph. So we said in Mishnah Yud that that a bolt that has a knob at the end, Rabbi Eliezer says you're not allowed to use that because that looks like bone. It doesn't look like an independent kli. And Rabbi Yossi says you are allowed to use it. And Rabbi Eliezer thought he had a raya from a story in Tveria where the Zakenim mastered it. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, you got the story wrong. The Zakenim were matir it. And then in Mishnah Yud Aleph, we said that if you have a bolt that doesn't have a knob at the end, but is just dragging on the ground, it's only Nisud Drabanan to use it. So you're allowed to do it in the Mikdash, but not in Medina. If it's Mamash lying on the ground, then it's Asr even in Mikdash, because that's Nisud Daraisa. And Rabbi Yudah disagrees. Rabbi Yudah says, even when it's lying on the ground, it's only Nisud Drabanan, so it's going to be Mutter B'Mikdash. And if it's dragging on the ground, it's not even Nisud Rabbanan. It's Hetter Gamur, and it's going to be Mutter B'Medina. Okay, B'Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Yud, Mishnayos, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel.